On the show today, we have Cornerstone Advisors' very own Terrence Roach and Jim Burson talking about a recent Gonzo Banker survey on COVID impact on the banking and credit union customer behavior. Very interesting findings. Check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentleman from Cornerstone Advisors / Gonzo Bankers, Terrence Roach and Jim Burson. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Jim?
Very well, thanks.
Good.
Doing
good.
Well.
We're all hanging in there, huh? During our little reopening process, I think. Very slowly indeed. Hey, and you guys, I just saw the other day that you guys did this survey where you're talking to banks and credit unions about the COVID impact on customer behavior. And I found this super interesting. You had like 7 or 8 key areas that you guys talked about and addressed in the survey. Jim, I'm going to let you go first here, but you know, before we begin with the findings, why did you guys conduct this survey with the banks and credit unions? Is it just kind of a research mission here, or what were the reasons here?
Well, Terrence and I were talking, and you know, a lot has been written anecdotally about what's been going on in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was kind of like, well, we think this is happening, right? We think digital account opening is getting more important. We know branch transactions are declining, right? But we think these things, but there was no data to support any of that. So, you know, sitting around, we said, why don't we ask some of our customers what's really going on, as opposed to just speculate on what was happening? And so that was the genesis behind it, was to get some real insights from the front line.
Yeah, from the front, exactly. Get it right there from the people that are experiencing it front and center for sure. And Terrence, can you explain the survey's 2 measurements in here? Because I know there was change in 7 or 8 key areas, and then there's kind of a permanence that you guys were looking for as well.
Yeah, what we asked them to do was tell us how much volumes had changed in key channels.
Okay.
And then what we asked them to do was estimate how much they thought would be permanent, meaning it wasn't any data they had, but we just wanted to know, of the change in branches, how much do you think might be permanent as opposed to going back to the way it was? So that was just an estimate on their part.
Okay. And it might be pretty accurate just based on what's happening right now. So let's cover a few of these areas. One of the first ones that really stuck out for me was branch servicing transactions have dropped significantly. That's hugely obvious because of the branch closings, and then I think I've already heard reopenings actually in the last week. So Jim, what's your take on that first one?
Well, first of all, we separated drive up transactions from, you know, walk in teller transactions, okay, because we thought that was important. And so, yeah, so the notion of walk in teller transactions down 75%, no surprise, they can't do them. And you know, those that are occurring are really, you know, that concierge type thing, right? There were some curbside things for unique, maybe it was an official check or those types of things that they enable people to do outside of the drive up. I think the more fascinating part about that statistic is when we asked them how much of it was going to be permanent, they only said 10 percentage points of the total decline, or about 8% reduction, would be permanent. That being said, it's still 8% fewer teller transactions than we were doing pre-COVID.
Right.
Those are real numbers, right? When you think about, you know, average teller does what, 2,000 teller transactions a month? Well, you've just taken, you know, 200 of those away.
Right.
Or some numbers. I mean,
yeah. So then that kind of leads to like, how's the branch going to change? How's the design? And that's a whole nother show. But I mean, I think this is kind of the start of all of this. So it's just really interesting.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to add is, you know, I'm quoting a client of mine who said, we took a sledgehammer to our customer base and told them to bank with us differently. This belief on that data says, well, despite that sledgehammer, they're going to revert to that old behavior. And I really don't believe necessarily, if we've taught everybody how to do mobile remote deposit, that just because of a social desire to engage on a human level, they're going to start driving to the branch again to do that same deposit.
Right.
You know, maybe it'll surprise me, but you know, unless you're a business with large number of items and things like that, it seems a lot of this doesn't need to happen in the branch anymore.
Agreed. Agreed. Terrence, tell me about the ATM transactions showing the biggest variance. Can you explain that one?
Well, we just asked him what the change had been, and we had on just ATMs, we had everything from our ATM transaction count went up 20% to our ATM transaction count went down 20%. I guess at the end of the day, neither Jim and I were surprised that there wasn't a huge trend one way or the other. The only thing that surprised me mildly was I thought transactions would go down more just because people were using less cash. Apparently, that is not the case, at least that it didn't translate into less visits to the ATM. So that was one where it was probably the one where the answers varied the most.
Yeah, I found that interesting because in the beginning of all this, you heard people going to the ATMs and just getting out as much cash as they could, just thinking the worst, obviously. So I was thinking, gosh, I would think ATMs would go sky high. But then in the aftermath of this, people are saying, don't even use cash because cash is really dirty and it's better. So,
well I think what people are also, we didn't survey on this, but I think everybody's beginning to realize that contactless debit and credit cards are the real distancing payment option here. And yeah, I think you're going to see a fairly big jump and some kind of drop in cash.
Yeah, this was my birthday present here over the holidays. And this thing has become more important than just telling the time and my heartbeat, you know? So now I'm using it everywhere for payments. So I don't have to touch anything. It's wonderful. Yeah. So yeah, thanks to my wife for that one. So anyway, hey, contact center calls have gone through the roof. Jim, what's going on there? I would think people are obvious. I think that's a pretty obvious one too, right?
Yeah, well, it's when I need help, how am I going to get help? When I have a question, how am I going to get a question answered? You know, the challenge with them going through the roof is service levels have also deteriorated pretty quickly. I mean, try and call your financial institution and see what the wait times are like.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Now, I think that's starting to improve. But a big chunk of the spike too has been around stimulus payments, right? So if you go back to, I guess it was April 13th, you know, when the first round of stimulus payments hit, you know, we had huge challenges in contact centers, people wanting to know if they got their money. We also had huge challenges in digital banking for a couple of days with, you know, some folks struggling, to stay up just because of the number of folks asking. But fundamentally, yeah, people are calling the contact center because that's the option that's available to them.
Right.
And I give a lot of our clients credit because they have actually engaged not only their contact center employees virtually in their homes,
mm-hmm.
but they've also pooled in the folks in the branches that are kind of maybe been doing appointment-based banking and other things to help deal with that spike in the calls.
No doubt.
But yeah, that was no surprise. You knew when somebody needed to talk to a human, they were going to pick up the phone, right? And again, we can social distance.
Yeah, you can go on just about any financial institution's website and they'll see our call servicers are, you know, pick a number, stand in line type of thing. So it's going to be a while because they're overloaded. Terrence, this one really interested me as well. Our new digital enrollment query produced mixed responses. What's up with that one?
Yeah, you know, what maybe a lot of people would have predicted is that the drop in branch activity would migrate to digital. And what people found was new enrollments were up. I mean, I think in any given month, you probably have new enrollments in the 1% to 3% range, and it did go up to about 7%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I don't think you saw, though, to Jim's point earlier about people who go to branches go for reasons other than they think it's the most convenient channel.
Right.
I think what it pointed out was that while you will get some additional enrollments, there's no one event that all of a sudden turns everybody to digital. It's still something that you have to sell to your members. It's something you have to train your members to use. It's something you have to encourage your members to use. I would say that the good news out of that is they all said the new people that enrolled are going to stay on digital. I don't think you're going to see them revert back. So, you know, the surprise to me in that was it wasn't that 75% of the transactions left branches. It was where they went and how many of them didn't go anywhere. And I think people would have predicted they would have gone more to digital. And that more people would have said, okay, this is the tipping point that's going to make me go digital. And it didn't. And then for existing users, there wasn't that much of an increase in logins, which I don't think would surprise Jim and I anyway, because the people who were using digital used it all the time, and they still use it all the time, and so COVID wasn't going to make them do any more transactions. So that probably, well, I won't speak for Jim, but that probably wasn't really surprising that the logins didn't change that much. I guess if you read everything in the trade rags, though, you would have thought digital enrollment would have gone up more, and it just
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Jimmy, anything to add on that one?
No, I think Terrence, the most intriguing point Terrence raised is, did they just not do the transactions?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's other than a deposit, maybe I sat on the check. Maybe I'm no hurry to deposit it. So there was, in generally, a big decrease in transactions overall. Yeah, checking my balance is one thing to see if my stimulus check came in, but you know, the other kind of activities that occur in a branch just aren't happening.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right, guys, there's a few more that we could cover, but I'll let people go to the website and check it out. But I just want to get your takeaways on these few. Jim, I'll let you go first. Do you have one or two takeaways from the findings in this survey that you guys conducted?
Well, I think couple of key takeaways. Well, one I would just say is, you know, we need to use this change in behavior as an opportunity to really understand as an organization how we best serve our customers, right? We know some of the behavior is going to migrate back, but if we don't take stock of our lessons learned and our experiences to think about new ways of doing things going forward, then I would argue that's pretty myopic from a strategy point of view. And so let's take the lessons learned. We did a lot of triage in the last 10 weeks and a lot of work to serve our members as effectively as we could. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, what's the takeaway? And I think the reality is contact centers matter in a digital world, and they're a huge part of any digital strategy, whether it's been forced upon, you know, members or not, the contact center is going to have to be a big piece of a digital strategy.
Agreed. Yeah.
Terrence, your thoughts?
Yeah. Terrence, what are the takeaways?
You know, quickly, my first takeaway was I was just floored by how hard our clients are working for their members and customers. And by the way, Mike, there were credit unions and banks in this survey.
Right.
And that was one takeaway, was how fast and how well they adapted to just take care of people who had a real sense of urgency in their lives about PPP, mm-hmm. et cetera. I think the second takeaway is there is going to be a migration out of all this that's permanent away from branch to call center and digital. But I guess one of my takeaways is we need to figure out, to Jim's point, how many of the transactions that left branches are just not going to be done at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about behavior, people go to the store less, people make trips less. Yeah. And one thing that we're going to keep our eye on is of the 75% of transactions, and by the way, 60% of new account activity too, how much of that is going to go back to branches, how much is going to go to digital, and how much simply isn't going to occur anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing for everybody to keep their eyes on.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's still unpredictable times for sure. At least we're not living in, it seems like people were living in a state of shock for like 6 weeks or 7 weeks or so. But now there seems to be a little bit of a release valve, and now people can really start looking to the future. And it's really going to be interesting to see how this stuff pans out, what will stick and what won't stick. But you guys are really onto something here, talking to these folks on the front line. So thank you for that. And having said that, where can folks go to find out more details? Because we didn't cover all of it. There's still more. So where can folks go to check this out?
GonzoBanker.com.
Perfect. We'll put that link in the show notes. All right, guys. Anything else to wrap up? Any other final words of wisdom here? Jim, Terrence, anyone?
No, Mike. We appreciate talking to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. This is really good stuff.
Have a great day and stay healthy and stay safe.
Indeed. And you guys as well. Thanks again for the time. Appreciate it.